Greetings, everybody, and welcome to Gray Matters. I am your host, Brian Perret, and I am grateful that you are here with us today as I share with you a very exciting opportunity around artificial intelligence and creating a community to support what artificial intelligence means for us in the Tampa Bay area. And that, my friends, is the AI Salon. Yes, the AI Salon, St. Pete, Tampa, is a new chapter that we're starting where we can take agency, where we can have a say in what AI is going to mean for us. Now, when I say the word salon, many of you may think about the ladies getting their hair done and having the conversations that really drive the neighborhood. Yes, that is a salon. There is also this idea of the salon in the earliest 20th century where the greatest minds come together and find a way to tackle society's biggest issues. This is how we found our way through the Industrial Revolution, how we brought democracy up and the free economy. Well, we are now in a stage where we have this very powerful tool, this very powerful technology that is itself shaping our culture. It is shaping our business. It is shaping the way we do things. We've seen that AI is having a tremendous impact on industry. And what we feel strongly here in the St. Petersburg area and at CodeBox Academy is that we exist in this incredible inflection point within the AI revolution. We here in Tampa Bay and St. Petersburg have an opportunity to have an agency in what AI is going to mean here in Tampa or St. Pete. I say opportunity because there is also the cost. If we are not intentional, if we do not determine what AI is going to mean for us here in Tampa Bay, then somebody else will, everybody. We're seeing this all over the place. Those who are using these tools are doing it to create new advances and new efficiencies that never existed before. We are also seeing what happens to those who are not taking advantage of the AI revolution. You hear about it in the news every day. Amazon is laying off 14,000 workers. IBM is laying off 8,000 workers. It feels like every month we're hearing about how thousands of people are losing their jobs because of AI. One thing it's important for us to note is that there is a flip side to that coin as well. Those 8,000 jobs at IBM, that was lost at IBM, IBM laid off 8,000 workers. In laying off these 8,000 workers, they transferred those roles over to AI. These are the repetitive roles. Checking emails, automating things. What IBM found was that in automating these roles that they've laid off the 8,000 people for, what they found is they created so much value that they created 8,000 jobs. And these are advanced jobs. These are jobs for skilled workers who can take advantage of the AI economy. These are jobs that paid more and allow for a more sustainable income going forward. What we see here is evidence that in the time of innovation, we get a chance to grow the pie. We don't live in a paradigm where in order for one person to succeed, someone else has to lose. The AI revolution allows for all of us to win, for companies to win, for clients to win, and for society to win. It's important to note that those wins will not happen accidentally. They will not happen through reaction. They can only occur with intention, and that is why we got together last Wednesday at the ARC Innovation Center with the support of the Tampa Bay Innovation Center, and we came together. Over 100 people from every slice of St. Petersburg life. I'm talking community organizers and their children. I'm talking about entrepreneurs and VCs and educators and leaders of nonprofits. We all came together and we listened to thought leaders. We listened to our CEO, Nicholas Jeunesse, the CEO of CodeBox, talk about fair and responsible use for AI, what the next 10 years are going to look like in the economy. And then we had three different startups from the St. Pete, Tampa area show how they're leveraging AI today to increase the outcomes for people around us in areas that are so important. We had Dr. Paula Balester from Johns Hopkins All Children's Hospital show us how her company, EasyPA, is creating solutions for accepting and referring patients using AI so that doctors and nurses can spend the majority of their time focusing on what's most important, the patients. We had Dr. John Licato. Dr. John Licato from USF's new college, the Bellini College of Artificial Intelligence and Cybersecurity, he came and spoke to us about a business that he's starting to help people with contracts and identify which parts of the contracts may not hold up to legal scrutiny. This is saving people thousands of dollars in legal bills, and this is work that he's doing right here in Tampa Bay. We also had Fatin Quazni from Fractio speak with us about how the AI economy is changing the way we do work. It used to be you charged somebody based on how many hours that you work. But in the AI economy, where those who are using AI tools are able to get more done with less, they are actually penalized by working hourly. Fractio is addressing that by creating a platform that charges people based on delivery as opposed to based on the number of hours. Fractio, EasyPA, Actualization, these are three AI startups that were presenting at AI Salon last Wednesday at the Tampa Bay Innovation Center, and the conversations surrounding it were energetic, they were engaged, people brought ideas, and teams were formed there. One of the most important aspects of the AI Salon, in addition to the thought leader that we have, in addition to the startups coming to present what they present, it's important that we hear from the community about what AI means to you, about how you want to contribute to the AI. To that end, we had a portion in our event called the Community Mic, where everybody who wanted to can get on that mic for 15 to 30 seconds, say who they are, what their place is in the AI economy, how they can help, and how they need help. Just those small little 30 seconds were the little nuggets that were needed to spark conversation in the networking afterwards. And the networking afterwards was sublime. It was one of my favorite parts of the entire thing. They have this beautiful patio out there overlooking Brooker Creek and the night sky. I pulled out my saxophone and we played a bit. We had chicken from Publix. We had sodas. We had the whole thing going on. And I got to sit there and I got to watch these intentional collisions occur between different community members. The most exciting part for me was having people come up to me and ask, how do I get involved in the AI Salon? How can I help organize? How can I help be part of the conversation? If you are out there and you are listening to this and you too want to be part of the AI Salon St. Pete, if you want to help us organize, if you want to help sponsor, if you just want to come to the event, I encourage you to go on LinkedIn to our AI Salon St. Pete page. We're on LinkedIn. We're on Facebook. Engage with us there and register for the next AI Salon event. December 10th, you can go on our Luma. We will include the link for you. Come out, join us, share your voice, share what excites you, share what concerns you. I want to hear from you how you think we need to deploy AI here in the Tampa Bay region. Because like I said, team, like I said, family, if we don't determine what the future is going to look like for us, someone else will. I end this message today with a message of love, a message of community, an invitation to you to join us here in the AI Salon. For Gray Matters, this has been Brian Perret. St. Petersburg, be well.